The drug monitoring program would essentially create a database where pharmacies could submit the names of doctors prescribing certain medications and the names of patients who received them. Doctors and pharmacists would have access to that information, as would law enforcement with a subpoena. Missouri is the only state that has no such monitoring program. Last year, efforts to change that hit a wall when Senator Rob Schaff, a doctor from St. Joseph, organized a successful filibuster.
I think that it's a severe intrusion of our liberty to have the government create a database that is accessible by thousands of people that then would have access to very sensitive private medical information.
But Schaff recently introduced a prescription drug monitoring bill. A main difference from last year's version is that his would require additional approval by a popular vote. That doesn't sit well with Representative Kevin Engler, who sponsored last year's drug monitoring bill.
If you take it to the vote of the people, this subject is very easily distorted. All you have to do is tell the people this is part of Obamacare. We don't want it. This is government, big government interference. They're going to monitor legal drug use.
Engler says the point is to prevent doctor shopping, illegal drug sales, and overdoses. He says he won't be supporting Schaff's version and has instead introduced his own bill. Schaff, on the other hand, says he'll adamantly oppose any version that doesn't include a popular vote provision. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.